Hey guys, welcome to the Elimination Podcast. Thank you for listening. My name is Sophia, and today's segment is honestly going to be about eliminating racism and empowering women. So moving forward, all podcasts will be centered around that basic topic, but we will have subtopics within that. And today, some of my subtopics are just going to be educating you guys a little bit more about the YWCA, because that is a huge nonprofit organization that really touches on eliminating racism and empowering women. It's their mission statement. They live by it, and that's amazing to me. But I will be going a little deeper and talking a little bit more about the YWCA of Columbus, Ohio, because it touches my heart dearly. I used to work there previously, so I got to see firsthand exactly what the women and the children and the families actually go through. It's definitely sad and it pulls on your heartstrings, but it allows you to see an insight a little bit more into what it means to be homeless, actually. But today, I'm really going to start and go ahead and get into the empowering our women. So in today's society, women are not always looked at as equal to men, unfortunately. You'll see a lot of women just looked at as pieces of meat, you know, sexualized right off the bat. A lot of women are very smart, very intelligent. Now you see more women who have degrees, who are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, who are lawyers, who are doctors. Like, women are really dominating the world, and it's unfortunate that society does not really pay enough tribute to those women. And one thing I do want to go ahead and point out, because it stood to me so much, is Serena Williams. She was actually in the news a couple weeks ago. There was an article about the top 100 most paid athletes in the U.S., and there weren't women on there. There's mainly men, and unfortunately, Serena Williams was not on there. And it was very peculiar to me, and as well as millions of other people, because she is a really great tennis player, as Serena Williams has been around for so many years that you would have thought that she would be making a nice amount of money. So back in 2017, back in end of July, August, Serena Williams actually did a couple of interviews, and it was about how black women can close the pay gap. So in today's society, black women don't really get equal pay like they need to. This shines the light on the neglected fact that gender pay gap hits women of color the hardest. Black women are 37 cents behind men in the pay gap. In other words, for every dollar a man makes, black women make 63 cents. Now, that's a huge difference. At the end of the day, when you're adding up dollars, that adds up to a large amount. So every single day, especially minorities, and that's sad because it's really geared towards minorities is what we're talking about. Not women, period, but minorities. So that goes into the play of us trying to eliminate racism and empower women. To recognize that women of color have to work on average 8 months longer to earn the same as their male counterparts do in 1 year. That is ridiculous, guys. They have to work 8 months longer just to earn what the male counterpart does. That's unbelievable to me, because they could have the same job, work the same hours, and still not even get paid the same. So that brings attention to the fact that black women earn 17% less than their white female counterparts, and that black women are paid 63% of the dollar men are paid. Even black women have earned graduate degrees, get paid less at every level. This is true in inner cities such as Silicon Valley. Now, when you hear that, like, what do you really think? Honestly, they get paid 17% less than their white counterparts, than the white females. I personally don't understand that. Me as a minority myself, I can contest that in the working world, it is hard. It is hard, especially when you're upper level. It is really hard because you're around men. You're mainly going to see in corporate America white men. White men who, you know, feel entitled, feel as though they don't need to do as much. but they look at the black female and feel as though she needs to prove herself when the white man does not. And that to me is unbelievable. I just can't believe that. So Serena Williams stated that she's in a rare position to be financially successful beyond her imagination. She had the talent, she worked like crazy and was lucky enough to break through. But it's about other than 24 million black women in America. And, you know, she picked up the tennis racket. She's never lost, you know, she's never given up on herself. She's never lost herself. But there's cycles of poverty, there's cycles of discrimination and sexism. So it's much harder to break through than, you know, other than like, it's so hard to break through, especially in the U.S. For every black woman that raises through the ranks to a position of power, there are too many others who are still struggling. Most black women across our country do not have the same support that Serena Williams does. So they often don't speak out about what is just fair and inappropriate in the workplace. When they do, they are often punished for it. That's interesting. If you ever know anyone that's ever said something and then, you know, long and behold, a little bit later, they get fired, you know, because of whatever the reason is or whatever the case is, you know, like a lot of people don't like women to speak out or make objections. So a lot of women don't do that. Unfair pay has prevailed for far too long with no consequence. Through decades of systematic oppression, black women have been conditioned to think they are less than. In many cases, these women are the heads of households, single mothers. The issue isn't just that black women hold lower paying jobs. They earn less even in fields of technology, finance, entertainment, law, and medicine. Changing the status quo will take dedicated action, legislation, employer recognition, and courage for employees to demand more. It's going to take all of us, men, women, and all colors, races, and creeds, to realize that this is an injustice, and an injustice to one, and an injustice to all. The first step to making a change in recognition, we need to push this issue to the front of the conversations that employers across the U.S. can truly understand that all male and female employees must be compensated equally. Not close, not all the same, but equally. Seriously, like, guys, this is a huge, huge, huge topic because I understand that, you know, if you're more qualified, if you have more degrees, if you're at a higher level, you know, okay, I understand the pay gap. But if you're the same person, same position, same everything, but you're just a female or you're just a minority, that's not right for the pay difference to be a significant change. Like I said, they have to work 8 more months out of the year just to make what the white counterpart makes. Come on, guys. There's 12 months in the year. Who's really doing that? It's ridiculous. But like I said, it's crazy, but the YWCA is a huge, huge, huge help within trying to eliminate the racism and empower women. It's on a mission. It stands for social justice. It helps families and it strengthens communities. Now, I will be focusing on the YWCA of Columbus, Ohio. Now, I love this location because I did work there, so I'm a little biased. But no, honestly, guys, it has a shelter with inside of it. So the YWCA of Columbus, it has its headquarters, and then it has a family center. And within that family center is a shelter, not just for women, but for families as well. So you will see men there. But they also have a daycare center. Within that location, they have a daycare center, and it just became a 5-star daycare center last year. Now, I don't know how familiar you guys are with five-star daycare centers, but you have to go through so much to even get the 5 stars. So that's a pretty, pretty good daycare center. And then it helps to, you know, It helps parents out to be able to go search for jobs without having to watch their kids all day, you know, without having to worry about bringing their kids to interviews and things like that. The family shelter actually has consultants and social workers and therapists on staff to help the families that are staying there. They help you find jobs. They help you set up interviews. They help you find houses. They give you stipends for rent. They also help to put new furniture in your home. They do help to provide different hygiene products, cleaning products, things like that that you'll need when you do move into your household. They make sure that you're all set and ready to go. And that's because of the donations and volunteers and the people who, you know, help out the YWCA and donate their money, donate their time, which is amazing. Amazing. Like, families donate money to the YMCA all the time, and that helps people in need. Really, honestly, guys, it's a great organization. The YMCA used to do that when it first started. So the YMCA, most people have heard of. The YWCA, when I tell people that, they're like, oh, did you mean the YMCA? No, I meant the YWCA. A lot of people are not familiar with it. But the YWCA is still shelters families. The YMCA actually turned into like a fitness center, places where family can go, and they start charging people for memberships and such like that. The YMCA, no, not so much. Not so much about charging people, but about helping people. They're really on the social justice. They're really on the social change. And for us, as members of this society, we owe it to people to go ahead and try to get involved. You know, the YWCA offers a lot of volunteer activities. So even if you don't want to spend all day every day there, or, you know, take a job for a nonprofit or whatever the reason may be, you can always volunteer. You can always go and help out with the kids. You can always go bring food and, you know, serve the families. And most of them are very grateful for things like that. But as I was saying, guys, there's opportunities to donate. They have some events coming up too. So the YWCA, actually, it's really cool. They have their first ever fall fundraiser event, and it's on October 4th, 2018, so within a few months. It's called Activist, and what they will be doing is trying to get people from the Columbus, the greater Columbus area and surrounding areas to come together to create a plan for social change. So it'll be a great event. You know, it's a come as you are event. So the YWCA is really not judgmental at all. They're really great about accepting people and just helping people. So this event is just coming together. They're accepting donations, you know, so all proceeds are going to helping the family center. And it's just coming up with plans and talking about what's in store for the future of the YWCA and what they are going to do to go ahead and strengthen their communities. And help their family, help the children, help the women, help the girls of today's society. Poverty is a cycle, unfortunately, and it's a very hard cycle to break. The YWCA notices that, and they're working on that. When I worked for the YWCA, it was sad because you see families come in there that have been in there before. So like I said, it's very hard to break that cycle, but they're trying. They're really trying. Now, the YWCA isn't the only place to have a shelter, but it is one of the places, only places that have a daycare center and that offer a lot of help and assistance to actually get people back on their feet instead of just giving them shelter and food and then sending them on their way. Okay, so now, guys, let me talk to you a little bit more about the YWCA. In an interview with Dara P. Richardson. As she's the CEO of the YWCA, she discussed the connection between racism and women's empowerment, and how the YWCA has leadership lessons in the context of pursuing social change in the state of racism here in the United States. As the CEO of the YWCA, USA, Dr. Richardson oversees the organization, which promotes solutions to improve the lives of over 2 million women, girls, people of color, and their families in the United States. The YWCA of USA has almost 250 associations throughout the country, and services are provided in over 1,300 locations across the nation. The YWCA's may also be found in more than 100 countries, reaching more than 25 million members worldwide. The mission of the YWCA, like I stated, is to eliminate racism and empower women. Often these two issues are addressed in isolation, but how are they connected? Dr. Richardson stated, "Unfortunately, many women face tremendous challenges based on the combined negative impacts of their gender, race, and lack of economic parity. All these issues are connected. Gender inequality, racial injustice, and lack of economic empowerment when encountering in isolation, and certainly when encountered together, create an unequal playing field that has the real potential to limit the educational achievement, economic potential, and overseas success attained by girls, women, and ultimately their families. At the YWCA, they feel in order to successfully break down the many societal and institutional barriers impacting the lives of women, all of these issues must be considered and addressed simultaneously." All right, guys, so as you can see, that they know what they have to do. They know that there's steps that they have to take and there's steps that they have to address. But unfortunately, the YWCA will not be able to do this alone. So in upcoming episodes, I will go ahead and talk to you guys about different ways that you can get involved, or friends can get involved, your family can get involved, how we can help change and reform the social justice in today's society in the USA. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you did get a little bit more information about the YWCA and what they do, and what this podcast will be about. So in upcoming episodes, like I stated, we will be going a little bit more in depth on things that we can go ahead and do ourselves, things that you know people can go ahead and do themselves to help with this mission. And I will be telling you a little bit more about upcoming events and things that the YWCA has planned. And then we will be discussing more stuff and the entertainment world and things like that, and just shine some light on the social injustice. All right, well, thank you guys for listening to today's episode of the podcast. My name is Sophia once again, and I will see you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.